Morning, traveler. You're up early. How did you sleep?
Oh, very good. You look refreshed too.
It's good to know that you had a relaxing night. Nothing out of the ordinary happened then, I suppose?
No. Last night, one of the witches came by and got rid of the entity. It was a late visit. I'm surprised she even showed up. I'm sorry you missed the fun with the entity, though. Who knows what she would have done? Anyway, is there any reason you're up this early? Even though other guests are not awake, and if you look outside, even the town is quiet.
Me?
Oh my, what is your plan?
Apologize? For what exactly?
Oh! There's no need to apologize, traveler. None was taken. Don't worry about it at all. I would tell you if I would take it the wrong way. Besides, I just finished what we started alone, so maybe I was a bit hard on you last night. After all, you just came back from your travels and adventures, and silly old me just wanted to have a good time. Does your shoulder hurt?
You moved in the way I thought they were.
Yeah, I would after all those trouble you had passed. If you want, traveler, I can give you a massage. I just know you would love it. Well then, just sit down and turn your back to me. There we go. Now then, let me just start rubbing your shoulders a bit. You are very tense. You should loosen up, my dear traveler. After all, I won't hurt you at all. Far from it. Do I do this for everyone? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's just a special treatment just for you. Maybe I chose a selected few. Who know? Don't you like a mysterious woman? So, where are you heading today, traveler? Oh, you will visit the herbologist. Lovely. I sent her a messenger last night to make sure she is properly prepared for your arrival. After all, we don't want her to just stand there and not know what to do with you, do we? No. There we go. I apologize. It was a bit tense right there. Did it hurt you? I can kiss it better if you want me to. I apologize, traveler. You know, you got goosebumps on your neck. Did me being so close to your turn something inside of that brain of yours,
Maybe. Maybe not. Using my words against me, I see. Well then, how about if I just...
feeling my breath on your neck. Or a cold one?
Oh, it's lovely to see how you react. Traveler, I must say, your reactions are... Well, let's not go into that right now. So, traveler, tell me, did you really want to apologize to me, or did you want it to show deep appreciation towards the service I am able to provide? It's okay if you don't answer with words. Your body tells me everything I want to know right now. Oh yeah. I don't need to look too far to see what's on your mind. Naughty, naughty traveler, I must say. However, it's just my type of naughty. I would love to show you just how much
I value such a special guest like you.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely.
And...
well, you should find out for yourself, traveler. But first, let me just slide my hand down a bit towards your chest. My, my. What a lovely sound you just made, my dear traveler. Let's just see. If my hands are this skilled, imagine what I can do with something else. Maybe my mouth, for example. Oh yeah, I could make you feel so, so good, traveler. I would have done it last night too. But now, can you imagine here? What we could do, make it risky to a tiny bit. Oh yeah, the excitement that would rush through our body to see if we get caught or not. What you could do with me right here, traveler. Let me just untie a knot here and just slide my hand in. There we go. Don't move right now. You will ruin the fun. Revenge. Maybe. Maybe it's my revenge for last night. Maybe not. However, you don't look like you mind my hand wandering around a bit while I whisper in your ears from behind. I can hear your quickening a bit. Does this feel nice, traveler? I didn't quite catch that. Could you say that again, please? Turn around? Why not? Let me just take my hand out of your shirt and just step in front of you. Now then, traveler, what you want to do right now, A cat? And why is that? Because I play with my prey. Oh my. But you are not my prey, not at all. Although, if you want to be, I will gladly chase you around, little prey of mine. And then you will decide how much you want me to play with you when I finally catch you. Meow. Oh my, I love the look on your face, I must say, little prey of mine. And then, I will not let you go. Don't worry about a thing, traveler. So, what exactly you want me to do with you, traveler? Almost anything goes with me, but be careful. I am not that innocent as I seem like. Probably, I gave that away a while ago, So tell me, traveler. Tell me what you want me to do instead of just sitting in your lap and maybe moving a bit. Now that you said I am a cat, don't you want to find out how short my claws are? Do you want me to carve my name on your back with my nails? Traveler, tell me. Tell me. Going adventuring, I see. Let me show you just how deeply grateful I am for your patronage. Oh.
I can feel your excitement, I must say, traveler. Your breath is getting a bit quick, and I haven't even done anything. Yet here we are. I can see you are getting more and more excited, and... is it the fact that we could be caught any minute? Guests will wake up soon, and even outside is getting busier. And the inn. Well, the inn is still not closed at all. Yet here we are. My horny little prey of mine. You know, I would be willing to do everything you want me to. Take something off. Done. Taste something else. Maybe. You want me to venture around with my hand a bit and grab something or stroke something. There we go. How exciting. All the things I would do for you, traveler. Oh, I would, without a question, traveler. You have caught my attention the first time you entered the inn, but I had not the chance to make you mine. However, you will have to wait a bit, my prey. One day I will catch you, and then I won't let you go. I won't let you out of my claws. What do you mean? Naturally, I need to get to work, traveler. Morning. I hope you had a great sleep. Sure, I'll be with you in a second. I'm sorry, traveler. A revenge? Maybe, but at least I am not tired. Anyway, here. You can take this map, actually. I will show you the way you can go to find the herbologist. You just follow this road and take a left at the great old oak tree. Then follow the river until you find the hut. You can't even miss it. You can also take this so you don't get lost. Of course. For me, it's different. No, I just wanted to make you feel excited this morning. I'm pretty sure you can finish whatever it is you want alone, my dear traveler. Then you can just head to the herbologist. I'm pretty sure she is waiting for you with nothing but interesting thing. Farewell, traveler. Don't worry, there will be plenty of other times to play with you, unless you are tired, of course. But if you are not, come back after your traveling and I will give you something you will never forget. Something like this. Let's just say, I will show you how very thankful I am for your continuous patronage, traveler. And if you're lucky, maybe I will grant you access to my very own secret lair. Oh yeah. Now if you excuse me, I have work to do. Enjoy your breakfast and so on. And take care of whatever you want. See you soon, traveler.